All right, so today we're diving into this article called 10 Life-Changing Benefits of Adopting a Plant-Based Lifestyle. And honestly, some of these claims are pretty bold.
Yeah.
Like, really?
Right.
Is there really that much power in changing what we eat?
That's a great question.
Right.
It is, because the article's suggesting it's not just about diet, it's a whole lifestyle shift.
Okay, so before we go any further, what exactly is plant-based living?
Right.
Like, is it just eating more veggies?
Well, it definitely involves a lot of veggies.
Sure.
But it's a bit more nuanced than that.
Okay.
So the core idea is prioritizing foods that come from plants.
Okay.
So, you know, we're talking fruits, veggies, whole grains, legumes, nuts, seeds, all that good stuff.
Okay. So less about specific ingredients more about an overall approach.
Exactly. Yeah. And even within that, there's a spectrum.
Oh.
Yeah. Some people go full vegan.
Right.
No animal products at all. Okay. Others are vegetarian, so they might include dairy or eggs.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's the whole, like, whole food plant-based approach,
right,
where it's really about minimizing processed ingredients.
Okay. So lots of different ways to kind of embrace this plant-based philosophy.
Exactly.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But this article is claiming that even just dabbling in this world can lead to some pretty major health perks.
Yeah.
We're talking reduced risk of heart disease, type 2 diabetes, even some cancers.
Right.
Honestly, it all sounds a little too good to be true, you know.
It's a long list for sure.
It is.
And it's important to remember that correlation doesn't always equal causation.
Right.
But there's definitely growing research that supports a lot of these claims.
Okay, so let's get into the nitty-gritty of WHY plant-based eating might be linked to these benefits.
Right.
This article keeps mentioning fiber.
Why is that?
Fiber is a powerhouse.
And plant-based foods are just packed with it.
Okay.
And it's not just about, you know, keeping things regular.
Right, right.
Fiber plays a huge role in your overall digestive health.
Okay, but how does that translate to preventing things like heart disease?
Well, for starters,
fiber
helps regulate blood sugar levels,
which
is crucial for preventing type 2 diabetes,
right,
which is a major risk factor for heart disease.
Oh, okay. I see the connection.
Right. There you go. Yeah. Exactly. And plus, different types of fiber have different benefits.
Oh, okay.
So soluble fiber, which you can find in like oats and beans, can actually help lower cholesterol levels.
Wow.
Which, again, directly reduces your risk of heart disease.
Okay. So it's not just eating more plants in general.
Right.
But understanding the specific benefits
of
different types of fiber.
Precisely.
Okay.
The more we understand, the more empowered we are to make those choices that truly benefit our health.
Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Okay, so fiber's a big one.
Mm-hmm.
What about antioxidants?
Yes.
They seem to be getting a lot of attention lately.
They are.
And the article mentions them quite a bit as well.
Yeah, antioxidants are fantastic for fighting inflammation.
Okay.
So you know how when you get a cut?
Mm-hmm.
The area around it gets red and swollen.
Right.
That's inflammation.
Yeah. And it's not just cuts, right?
No, exactly.
Like arthritis is inflammation in the joints.
Exactly. Yeah. Inflammation is a natural process.
Sure.
But when it becomes chronic,
mm.
it can contribute to all sorts of issues.
Yeah.
From joint pain and arthritis to heart disease and even certain types of cancer.
Wow.
Antioxidants help counteract this
by
protecting your cells from damage.
So packing in those antioxidant-rich berries and leafy greens is about more than just a health trend.
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's about giving your body the tools it needs to fight off those long-term health challenges.
Wow, this is making me rethink my snack choices.
It's good.
So fiber,
yeah,
antioxidants,
mm-hmm.
anything else about plant-based eating that might contribute to all these benefits?
Well, the article also talks about nutrient density.
Okay.
So think of it this way.
Yeah.
When you eat a plate of broccoli,
mm-hmm.
you're getting way more vitamins and minerals per calorie than if you ate a plate of fries.
Right.
You know?
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But do we really need all those extra nutrients?
Well, our bodies thrive on a diverse range of vitamins and minerals.
Okay.
They're involved in everything from energy production and immune function to bone health and brain function.
Wow.
Plant-based foods are just packed with them,
which
is why they're often called nutrient powerhouses.
Okay, I'm starting to see why this article is so enthusiastic about plant-based eating.
Yeah.
So we've talked about heart health,
mm-hmm.
diabetes, cancer, even inflammation. But this article doesn't stop there.
Oh, no.
It goes on to claim that this way of eating can also boost energy levels.
Okay.
Improve mental well-being.
Yeah.
And even make your skin look better.
All right.
Is this for real?
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking about changing what's on our plate.
It might sound like a stretch.
Right.
But there is actually a lot of science.
Really?
Yeah. Backing up these claims.
Okay.
Take energy, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
Remember how we talked about fiber regulating blood sugar?
Right. Preventing those energy crashes after meals.
Exactly. Yeah. So plant-based foods, because they're high in fiber, tend to provide more sustained energy compared to those processed foods that can send your blood sugar on a roller coaster ride.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So it's not just about the type of food, but how it interacts with our bodies.
Exactly.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What about mental well-being?
Mm-hmm.
Can our food choices really affect our moods that much?
There's definitely a connection.
Belly.
Yes. So certain nutrients found in plant-based foods, like omega-3 fatty acids and B vitamins, play a crucial role in brain function and mood regulation. So, for example, walnuts and flax seeds are great sources of ALA, which is a type of omega-3 that our bodies can convert into EPA and DHA.
Wait, there are different types of omega-3s.
There are.
I thought they were all the same.
They are not all the same.
Okay.
And it's important to understand the distinctions.
Okay.
So while ALA is beneficial, our bodies can only convert a limited amount into EPA and DHA.
Gotcha.
Those are the types that are more directly linked to mood benefits.
Okay.
And they're found in fatty fish and algae.
So if someone's following a strictly plant-based diet and wants to get those EPA and DHA omega-3s, they might need to consider supplements.
Exactly.
Okay.
Algae-based omega-3 supplements are a great option for those avoiding fish.
This is all so fascinating.
I know.
I'm learning so much already.
Good.
Okay. Last claim from this article.
Okay.
Plant-based eating can improve skin health.
Mm-hmm.
How does that work?
Remember those amazing antioxidants we talked about? Well, they don't just fight inflammation internally.
Right.
They also help protect your skin from damage.
Oh, wow.
Kind of like an internal sunscreen.
Okay.
Plus, plant-based foods are generally high in water content, which is crucial for hydrated, healthy skin.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And for some people, by cutting down on processed foods and certain animal products, they find that their skin clears up as well.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, so this plant-based thing is starting to sound pretty good.
I know.
But I feel like we've only scratched the surface here.
Yeah, just a little bit.
The article also talks about environmental impact and ethical considerations.
Right.
That's getting into a whole different realm.
Yeah. And that's where this lifestyle shift idea really comes in.
Okay. I'm ready to dive deeper into all of that.
Okay.
Let's get into those bigger picture topics.
Awesome.
Okay. So we've talked about all these potential health benefits of plant-based living.
Right.
Like for our hearts, preventing diabetes, even helping with inflammation. But the article we're looking at goes even further.
It does.
Saying this lifestyle can positively impact the environment.
Yes.
And has all these ethical considerations too, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I'm having a little trouble wrapping my head around how what I eat could have that kind of large scale effect.
Yeah, it's a big leap to make.
It is.
I agree.
Yeah.
But once you start to understand how interconnected our food systems are, those impacts become much clearer.
Okay, so break it down for me.
Okay.
What does this article say about the environmental impact of our food choices?
Well, it highlights a few key areas.
Okay.
Starting with greenhouse gas emissions.
Okay.
Livestock, particularly cows,
right,
are major contributors to methane emissions, which is a potent greenhouse gas that traps heat in the atmosphere.
I remember learning about that in school.
Yeah.
But I guess I never really connected it to what was on my plate.
It's easy to overlook those connections.
It is.
But they're significant.
Yeah.
The article actually cites some pretty startling statistics.
Oh, really?
Like how animal agriculture contributes to nearly 15%
of
global greenhouse gas emissions.
Okay, 15%. That's
a massive number.
Yeah, it is a huge number. I have no idea it was that significant.
Yeah.
What else does the article mention?
Water usage is another big one.
Okay.
It takes an enormous amount of water to raise livestock, not just for the animals themselves, but also for growing their feed.
Oh, of course.
So the article mentions that producing just 1 pound of beef requires thousands of gallons of water.
Thousands of gallons for 1 pound of beef.
Yeah.
That's mind-boggling.
It is. It puts things into perspective.
It does. Yeah. I fill up my water bottle a couple of times a day, and I'm nowhere near using that much water.
Exactly. And those are just two examples.
Right.
When you factor in things like land use, deforestation to create pasture land, the environmental footprint of animal agriculture that becomes even more apparent.
Wow. Okay. I'm starting to see how our individual choices can add up to this much larger impact.
Yeah.
But this article also touches on something a bit more sensitive.
Yes.
Ethical considerations. I'm curious to hear your take on that.
Sure. It's a complex topic.
Yes.
For sure.
Yeah.
For many people, choosing a plant-based lifestyle is directly tied to their concerns about animal welfare.
Okay.
They want to minimize their contribution to systems that involve intensive farming practices and potentially compromise the well-being of animals.
It's a perspective I hadn't really fully considered before. I guess it's easy to detach from those realities when you're just buying, you know, your meat neatly packaged to the grocery store.
It's a disconnect a lot of us experience.
It is.
But the article really challenges us to confront those realities and consider the ethical implications of our food choices.
Okay.
It's a reminder that our decisions have an impact that extends beyond our own plates.
All right. So we've talked about the potential health benefits.
Right.
The environmental impact. And now these ethical considerations.
Yes.
It's a lot to take in.
It is, you know.
It is a lot. If I'm being honest, my initial reaction to all of this is feeling a bit overwhelmed.
I understand that feeling.
Yeah.
It can seem daunting to make such significant changes.
Yeah.
But remember, it's not about striving for perfection or making a drastic overnight switch.
Right.
It's about finding what works for you and making gradual, sustainable changes over time.
Okay, so what does that look like in practice? Okay. Where would you suggest someone start?
Well, the article emphasizes the importance of simply incorporating more plant-based meals into your week.
Okay.
It could be as simple as having one meatless day a week, like Meatless Monday.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Or experimenting with plant-based alternatives for some of your favorite dishes.
Like swapping out ground beef for lentils in a bolognese sauce. Or using tofu instead of chicken in a stir fry.
Yeah.
Okay.
There are so many delicious and creative ways to make plant-based swaps without sacrificing flavor or satisfaction.
That's good. That's important.
And as you get more comfortable, you can gradually increase the number of plant-based meals you're enjoying.
Okay.
Or even experiment with different levels of plant-based eating, like going vegetarian or pescatarian.
So it's about finding what feels sustainable and enjoyable for you.
That's the key. It's about making choices that align with your values and that you can stick to long term.
Right.
Because ultimately, it's the sustainable choices that are going to have the greatest impact both on your own health and on the health of the planet.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I'm already starting to feel less overwhelmed and more empowered to make some positive changes.
Yeah.
But even if someone's not ready to go full plant-based, are there still benefits to just like reducing their meat consumption?
Absolutely.
Really?
Even reducing your meat consumption by a few meals a week can have significant benefits. For example, studies have shown that reducing red meat intake can lower your risk of certain types of cancer and heart disease.
So every little bit counts.
Every bit counts.
Okay.
And not just for your health, but for the environment as well.
Okay.
Even small reductions in meat consumption can lessen the demand for animal agriculture, which in turn reduces greenhouse gas emissions, water usage, and deforestation.
This is all so eye-opening.
It is.
I'm realizing that making conscious food choices is about so much more than just what we put on our plates.
Exactly. It's about our health, our values, our impact on the world around us.
You've hit the nail on the head.
You have.
Yeah.
It's about recognizing that interconnectedness and making choices that align with a bigger picture.
Okay, I'm feeling inspired to embrace this journey of making more plant-based choices.
Yes.
But I have to admit, one of the things that's always held me back is the social aspect.
I get it.
I imagine it can be tricky navigating social situations when you're eating differently from everyone else.
That's a valid concern.
It is.
And it's something that the article addresses as well.
Oh, okay.
They offer some great tips for navigating those situations. Like checking menus online in advance if you're going to a restaurant.
Yeah, that's smart.
Or offering to bring a dish to share. if you're attending a potluck.
Those are practical tips. Yeah. It's about being prepared and proactive.
Exactly. Right. And remember, you don't have to make a big announcement or justify your choices every time.
Right.
Sometimes it's as simple as quietly ordering the vegetarian option
or
filling your plate with the delicious plant-based dishes that are already available.
Right. It's about finding ways to make it work for you and not feel like you're sacrificing your social life.
Exactly. And the more you do it, the easier it becomes. Right. You'll start to discover your favorite plant-based restaurants. You'll find go-to recipes for potlucks.
Right.
And even inspire others to try new things.
That's awesome.
It is.
You know, one thing that shifted for me throughout this whole conversation is this initial perception of plant-based living as this restrictive or all-or-nothing lifestyle.
Right.
We've really uncovered how it can be flexible, adaptable, and even a source of culinary exploration.
That's one of the most exciting aspects of this journey.
It is.
It's not about limitations. It's about expanding your horizons and discovering a whole new world.
Yeah.
Flavors and possibilities.
Totally.
And that can be a really fun and delicious process.
I'm totally on board with that.
Yes.
Okay. Before we wrap up this part of our deep dive, I want to circle back to those potential nutrient gaps we talked about earlier.
Yeah.
Specifically vitamin B12.
Right.
We know it's primarily found in animal products.
It is.
So what are the options for people who avoid those foods?
You're right. Vitamin B12 is a crucial nutrient.
It is.
And it is one that requires a bit more attention when following a plant-based diet.
Yeah.
The good news is that B12 is readily available in supplement form.
Yeah.
And many plant-based foods, like nutritional yeast and fortified plant milks, are enriched with B12 as well.
So it's about being aware of that potential gap and taking steps to fill it.
Exactly. And the same goes for a few other nutrients that might require a bit more planning on a plant-based diet, like iron and omega-3 fatty acids.
Right, right.
We touched on the different types of omega-3s earlier.
We did.
And with iron, it's important to note that the type found in plants called non-heme iron isn't absorbed as easily as the heme iron found in animal products.
Okay, so how can we optimize our intake of non-heme iron?
Combining iron-rich plant foods with vitamin C-rich foods is key.
Okay.
Vitamin C actually enhances iron absorption.
Oh, interesting.
So think lentil soup with a squeeze of lemon or a spinach salad with some bell peppers.
Those sound delicious.
Yeah, they are.
And what about those omega-3s?
So
we talked about algae supplements for DHA and EPA.
Right.
But are there any plant-based foods that provide those as well?
Not directly.
Okay.
But there are great plant-based sources of ALA.
Mm-hmm.
The type of omega-3 our bodies can convert into DHA and EPA.
Right.
Flax seeds, chia seeds, and walnuts are all excellent choices.
So it's about incorporating a variety of those foods.
Yeah.
And potentially considering an algae supplement if needed.
Precisely.
Gotcha.
And the good news is there's so much delicious variety within the plant-based world that getting those nutrients can be an enjoyable and flavorful experience.
This is all so encouraging. I'm feeling much more equipped to navigate this plant-based world.
Great.
But I'm wondering, what advice does this article offer for people who are ready to take the plunge and actually start incorporating more plant-based meals into their lives?
It emphasizes the importance of starting small.
Okay.
And not getting overwhelmed.
Right, right.
They recommend picking one or two meals a week to make plant-based.
Okay.
And gradually increasing from there.
Okay.
As you gain confidence and discover new recipes you love.
So it's about building those plant-based muscles one meal at a time.
Exactly.
I love it.
And they also stress the importance of finding your community.
Oh, that's a good point.
Connecting with other people who are on a similar journey.
Right.
Whether through online groups, local meetups, or even just friends and family who are curious about plant-based eating.
Sure.
Can provide invaluable support, inspiration, and recipe swaps.
That's so true.
It is.
Sharing this journey with others can make it so much more enjoyable and sustainable.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And remember,
there
are so many resources available to help you along the way.
Mm-hmm.
Cookbooks, websites, blogs, podcasts like this one.
Of course.
They're all here to support you in exploring this world and finding what works best for you.
I love that.
Yeah.
It's about empowering ourselves with knowledge, connecting with others, and embarking on this delicious adventure with a sense of curiosity and enthusiasm.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
this deep dive into plant-based living has been really eye-opening.
Yeah.
I feel like we've gone from the microscopic level of fiber and antioxidants to this expansive view of global impact and ethical considerations.
Right.
It's incredible how connected it all is.
It really highlights how powerful our individual choices can be.
Yeah.
You know, we often think of food as a personal matter, but this exploration has really shown that what we eat ripples out into so many other aspects of our lives and the world around us.
Absolutely. And I think one of the most valuable takeaways for me has been this realization that plant-based living doesn't have to be this all or nothing proposition.
Yeah.
It's about finding a sustainable approach that works for you. Whether that's incorporating more plant-based meals into your week, going fully vegan, or landing somewhere in between.
Flexibility is key.
Yeah.
It's not about striving for some rigid ideal. It's about making conscious choices that align with your values, your health goals, and your lifestyle.
Totally.
And those choices, no matter how small they may seem, can collectively make a big difference.
That's so encouraging.
Mm-hmm.
It feels empowering to note that we have agency in this.
You do.
As we wrap up this deep dive, what are some final thoughts or key takeaways you'd like listeners to walk away with?
I think one of the most important takeaways is that plant-based living is about so much more than just what's on your plate.
Right.
It's a holistic approach that encompasses your health, your values, your impact on the environment, and even your connection to a larger community.
I love that.
Yeah.
It's about expanding our awareness and recognizing those interconnections.
Yeah.
It's not just about individual health, but about planetary health and the well-being of all creatures.
Absolutely.
And approaching this journey with a sense of curiosity.
Yes.
Openness and a willingness to experiment.
I love that.
Plant-based living doesn't have to be restrictive or boring.
Yeah.
In fact, it can open up a whole new world of culinary exploration.
It can.
Creativity.
Yeah.
And delicious possibilities.
That's one of the most exciting aspects of it.
It is.
There's a whole world of flavors, textures, and cuisines to explore.
Totally.
And it's a continuous journey of discovery.
You know, as we're talking,
yeah,
I can't help but think back to those social challenges we discussed earlier.
All right.
It's easy to feel like you're going against the grain when you're making different choices.
I understand.
But I love how the article emphasizes the importance of community.
It's so crucial.
Yeah, it
is. Connecting with others who are on a similar path, sharing recipes and experiences, and supporting each other.
Yeah.
Through the ups and downs of this journey can make all the difference.
For anyone listening who's feeling inspired to explore this further, what are some resources or starting points you'd recommend?
Well, the article we've been discussing from the plantbasedlifeco.com is an excellent resource.
Okay.
It's packed with information, tips, and recipes to get you started.
Yeah.
There are also countless cookbooks, websites, blogs, and even online communities dedicated to plant-based living.
It's amazing how much support is out there.
I know. It's amazing.
And don't forget about the power of simply reaching out to friends, family, or colleagues who might be interested in this as well. You might be surprised by how many people are open to exploring plant-based options.
Absolutely.
Sharing this journey with others can make it so much more enjoyable and sustainable.
It can.
This has been such an insightful and inspiring conversation.
It has.
I feel like we've only scratched the surface of this multifaceted topic. But it's definitely ignited a spark of curiosity in me.
That's the beauty of it.
Yeah.
There's always more to learn, more to explore, and more delicious discoveries to be made.
Well said.
Thank you.
And for our listeners, I encourage you to take what resonated with you from this deep dive and see how you can apply it to your own life.
Yeah.
Maybe it's trying a new plant-based recipe, incorporating one meatless meal into your week.
Right.
Or connecting with a local vegan group. Every step, no matter how small, is a step towards a healthier, more sustainable, and more compassionate world.
Beautifully said.
And that brings us to the end of another deep dive.
Yes, it does.
Until next time, keep those minds curious and those taste buds adventurous.